everyone. This is David Hughes with the Corporate Marketing Group here at Worldwide Technology at our global headquarters in St. Louis. And I want to welcome you to the latest Tech17 podcast episode on our Tech17 podcast channel. Our Tech17 series brings together some of our subject matter experts here at Worldwide, including our subject matter experts here at Worldwide, partners and customers to talk about some of the new hot topics in technology and important topics that are on companies' IT landscape today. So the topic today we're going to be talking about is Titration. And Titration is a fairly new product offering from Cisco. It's been around a little bit less than a year. So before we get into that a little bit, I want to introduce two folks that we've got on the call today, both from Worldwide, John Duren and Bruce Clooney. So John, could you kind of introduce yourself? Tell us what your role is at Worldwide and where you're based out of.
Thanks, Dave. So I am John Duren out of Knoxville, Tennessee. My role is practice manager for our data center switching and data center analytics practice here, covering really the technologies from Cisco around data center networking and then the Titration product itself.
Okay, and Bruce?
Yeah, hi there. I'm Bruce Clooney, so I'm a principal architect here at Worldwide. I work and focus in the areas of data center switching and data center analytics. I'm teamed up with John to, you know, work with customers on those particular solutions.
Okay, great. Well, you know, Bruce, why don't we kind of start with you and then to John, and why don't you tell us, maybe give us to start off with for our listeners, a little bit of a introduction into what Titration is.
Sure, happy to do that. So Titration is a analytics platform for the data center. And the purpose of Titration is to provide what we would say is pervasive visibility across all servers in the data center. And in doing that, what Titration gives you is a very detailed look at network flow information. And that network flow information can be used for analysis and for, you know, business purposes. So if you look at Titration, it's packaged and put together as an appliance. So it is a 36 servers that are put together and utilize technologies such as Hadoop and also unsupervised machine learning to provide this type of functionality to the customers. Titration's relatively new. It's been out in the market roughly a year or so. Cisco has deployed it in their own internal IT, and we have deployed it here at Worldwide IT also for analysis purposes.
Okay, great. So, John, did you have anything to add to that?
I think it's been important. We've seen over the last year or so a pretty increased demand from customers for more information about what's going on in the data center, and analytics was really delivered to the market to address that topic. You know, more insights, more details about what's happening inside my data center between my applications and my servers and my network, et cetera. And that's what we want to talk about.
Okay, great. Well, and as you and for our listeners, you may have kind of figured out that actually John is joining me at our global headquarters in St. Louis, and Bruce is joining us from his home base in Raleigh. So guys, just to kind of get a little bit into the details about Titration. So I guess John, I'll start with you. So what are some of the specific capabilities of the system?
Well, the system was really designed first to capture application dependencies. As you may be aware, Cisco released their ACI product several years ago, and the Titration was an initial effort really to help customers map their applications for deployment inside an ACI fabric. But I think they quickly realized, and we're beginning to see customers move beyond that application mapping process into finding it to be a tool that can give them a lot more insight into how the applications are performing, as well as doing things such as securing the application, securing the servers. We're seeing a lot of additional and new and advanced threats hitting these, you know, large organizations. So tools like Titration bring that ability to help secure from another angle into the data center. But it also captures a lot of information about what's going on at the process and server and network level for everything, and captures and stores that detail for a very long period of time, and then gives you the ability to pull that information back up and run analytical information against it to get insights into what's going on in the data center.
Okay. Bruce, did you have any thoughts on, you know, again, we're just talking about kind of what are the core capabilities of the system?
Sure. If you look at Tetration, David, one of the things that it is doing is it has this capability to look across the entire data center. And when it does this, it sees all of the network traffic across from all of the servers. And this kind of puts it in a very unique position, you know, in the marketplace, which allows it to perform analysis and come up with a very a robust policy. And where this policy comes from is if I can see the traffic in all the servers going back and forth, I know what they do and how they communicate. I can use this as a baseline and I can say, yes, this is what's normal, this is what I expect, this is my policy, and then I can measure against it. So as John's point, not only are we gathering the data for application dependency mapping, but we're also establishing a policy and monitoring to ensure that the security policy for the data center is adhered to. A new feature that came out with Tetration in the past 2 or 3 months is the capability to enforce policy. So once I have a policy established, I can interact with the end host systems, you know, whether those are Linux systems or whether those are Windows systems, and actually enforce policy down to the host level. And this gives me quite a capability to ensure that my policy is being enforced and being enforced in a distributed manner. So there's a lot of great benefit they can do with this from a Tetration standpoint.
Okay, all right. Totally makes sense. So I guess my next question would be just in kind of conversations, interactions that you're having specifically with your customers, what are you hearing from them in terms of why they are wanting to deploy the system right now? And Bruce, I'll start with you.
Sure. Well, if we look at the customers that we've worked with, you've worked with roughly a half dozen to this point in time, and customers have a couple of different use cases. I think one of the most common ones that we've seen actually has to do with the moving of a data center, or more specifically, moving of applications from an existing data center to a new data center, or moving applications from a private data center into a public cloud. And Tetration, again, with this visibility capability, can see what is going on and tell us what are these applications and what are their dependencies. You know, one of the big challenges with data center moves is not understanding what are my applications. Most customers can list off the applications with relative ease. The challenge is understanding and be able to say, well, this application interacts with 5 other applications, and figuring out that dependency and then coming up with move groups to be able to move things effectively without, you know, extending the outage during a particular move. So this is probably one of the primary use cases that we've seen for Tetration so far.
Mm-hmm. I'd add to that. I think beyond the things we're seeing customers start with, there's a lot of exciting capabilities that they're looking toward in the future. We see a lot of drive around the compliance effort. So customers who are really driven by external compliance regulations, trying to find ways to enforce that policy, that external policy on the infrastructure of their data center, while being able to provide an audit trail on it as well. That's a really powerful outcome for the product. And then we also see some of the other verticals really able to take advantage of this. Things like retail, and you know, we've seen a lot of theft of personal information, things like that. Using Tetration to actually look for and notify when there's anomalous behavior going on in maybe the payment systems or the way their applications are running, as well as things like healthcare. Lots and lots of applications running in your healthcare facilities or the bigger facilities, how to track how that interaction is going, how the applications are working, making sure that you're delivering quality care and applications and enforcing the security as well as delivering the performance to those applications. And it goes on and on. Almost every vertical from retail, manufacturing, energy and gas, et cetera, all have some form of way to use this product.
So I know there was just, it was just in the news the other day that, and it happens like on a weekly basis, some big company is hit with a, you know, a security breach or a hack. And I think it was Whole Foods got hit like last week. So, I mean, I know it's kind of in the details a little bit, but would a titration solution maybe perhaps have some sort of, you know, potential impact on like a Whole Foods to maybe help prevent that kind of a security breach from happening?
Well, I'll let Bruce add to this. I think the important part is that titration, if it were installed in advance, would be able to tell what normal operation looked like. And as soon as something out of the norm started happening, so maybe if you know, servers that weren't supposed to talk to the internet all of a sudden started talking to the internet, or if data that had never been touched before started being accessed, I think titration would have been able to alert folks that something anomalous was happening. Would it have stopped it? Maybe not by itself, but at least it gives you that visibility that they wouldn't have had before.
A little bit of a warning system.
A little bit of a warning system. Bruce, anything you want to add?
Sure, John. So what I would add to that is that many customers these days are looking to come up with threat response systems. And the idea behind a threat response system is, to your point, be able to understand what is normal, more importantly, detect what is abnormal, and then respond to it. And do that in either a autonomous, or more than likely a semi-autonomous fashion. And so titration could be a key element in that type of a system, in that it has the capability to monitor and then detect abnormalities and then be able to take that information and pass it on to, for example, a security automation tool. And so we see a lot of customer interest in these type of systems. I think most customers are realizing is that they cannot prevent themselves from getting hacked. The best thing they can probably do is notice the hack as quickly as possible, or the intrusion, and then to respond to it as quickly as possible. So I think systems like Tetration can really fit into that type of a strategy for their data center.
Okay, great. Well, yeah, and it's, like I said, it seems to come up almost on a daily basis with organizations. So it sounds like something they would be extremely interested in for sure. So kind of one of the last questions I wanted to ask guys is I guess going to know a little bit about specifically, you know, our specific experience, and primarily, I guess, your specific experience here at WWT in terms of, you know, how, you know, kind of what's our take on it, on titration, in terms of how we offer it, what kind of value that, you know, we add, especially as you're talking to customers, whether they've identified a potential need for this type of a service, or whether we've identified and it's something that we're recommending to, you know, to them, something that can, you know, help either solve a problem or help meet some of the objectives that they have. So I guess kind of looking through WWT's lens. So Bruce, I'll start with you, and then I'll let John chime in too.
Sure. The things that Worldwide Technology is doing and the way we're helping customers is in a couple of ways. The first way is helping them understand what are the capabilities that Tetration provides and what's the extent of its visibility in a data center. The second piece of it is being able to help customers understand how do you architect Tetration? How do you set it up for discovery such that you will garner the information that you're looking for? And then the third thing is we also offer for advisories, our advisory services, to come in and assist customers, you know, with this particular process. Tetration is relatively easy to use. I mean, however, though, you know, having that experience and working with it, we find provides, you know, value to the customer.
I think I would expand on that a little further. You know, what we've seen in deploying Tetration internally at Worldwide here, and then what we see as we start looking at customer use cases, is the need to, number one, tie the information that's coming out of Tetration into other solutions. So whether they've got a security operations center that needs that additional visibility, or maybe they have a service desk or service ticket system that needs to be able to manage workflows, Tetration, that integration needs to happen, and that's something we can assist with. And then we've also found that in most of the verticals type cases, you know, whatever type of business our customer's in, they've got those unique dashboards and the unique things that they need to see that are relevant to their specific business. And being able to pull the information and extract it from Tetration and put it into a form in the way that they want to see it on the type of medium, whether it's a mobile device or a web page, and be able to deliver that is really yet another piece that we offer to extend that titration value.
Okay. And then I just kind of the one last question we'll ask, just kind of as we're kind of wrapping up here in our last minute or so. So just, you know, we talk a lot about titration. It's a fairly new solution, but has a lot of wide range of applications. So just curious, is this something that's been, that customers have been very receptive to, or are they kind of really seeing the, you know, benefits of the system, you know, when you all have that interaction with your customers? So, John?
Yeah, I think customers are surprisingly receptive to it. It's been a bit of an uphill battle at first because it was a new product on the market. And, you know, I think that in and of itself, you know, the first 1.0 version takes a little bit of time to get out there. We're now up past the 2.0 code, which has made it easier to get customers interested in the product. And I think customers are also beginning to hear some of the success stories from their peers and others in the market that are using this to achieve some really cool outcomes. But really, where it comes down to it is that the titration is not just a technology product. It actually works more with what the business is trying to do. So back to a point Bruce made, implementing corporate or external enforced policies on the data center and making it auditable. And that's pretty relevant to almost anyone.
Okay. So Bruce, I'll give you the last word.
Okay, sure. Yeah. The thing that I just like to leave people with is that we are observing and seeing a large number of customers starting to, you know, implement and deploy analytics as a technology in a data center for that, you know, monitoring and compliance purposes. And from a standpoint of where do they see the business value coming out of these systems is being able to minimize risk by detecting intrusions quickly, and then responding to them, and then showing an audit trail of, you know, what happened and what did we do to it. So again, I think, you know, the analytics, we'll see, you know, more and more of this, you know, in the future, and, you know, titration is a great example of one of those solutions.
Okay. Well, great, guys. That was a great conversation, and, you know, I think our listeners got a really good set of information and knowledge about titration. Like I said, it's a fairly new solution, but seems to provide a lot of great benefits to our customers. So really appreciate your time. So again, so John and Bruce, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, David.
Yeah, thanks, David.
Okay, guys. So again, for our listeners, we will be, as always, we drop our Tech17 podcast episodes on the first and third Monday of each month on our Tech17 podcast channel. It's available on iTunes or any podcast platform that you typically use. Don't forget, we also have our Tech37 podcast platform, or I should say channel. We've got our Tech37, which is a little longer podcast series. It's also available on YouTube in video format, so you can either watch it or listen to it. We're posting those on the week of each month. We always love to hear from our listeners, so if you have any feedback, comments, please go to Twitter, #Tech17, and you know, give us your feedback or comments. Like I said, we love hearing from our listeners. So again, thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you next time on Tech17.